Living Seed Media brings to you God's Word, which is His comprehensive equipment for changing lives. May the Lord impact your heart as you encounter His Word. For further inquiry or counsel, contact Peace House, P.O. Box 971, Boko, Benue State, Nigeria. Telephone numbers 0703-036-3659, 0703-768-1198. Email address lsmedia@livingseed.org or visit our website at www.livingseed.org. Let us sit back and listen as the servant of God brings forth the word of life.
Genesis 5, 21 to 24. Then we will read Genesis chapter 6, and we shall read only verse 9. Genesis chapter 6, and we'll read verse 9. Then we'll go to Genesis chapter 17, and we'll read verse 1 and verse 2. Genesis 5, 21 to 24, I read. And Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years and begat sons and daughters. All the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Chapter 6, verse 9. These are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generations, and Noah walked with God. Shall we go to chapter 17? 17 and verse 1 and 2. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said to him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and you, and I will multiply you exceedingly. May the Lord bless our brief meditation tonight as we turn the scriptures together in our hearts before we get on to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Walking with God into His works. As servants of God, as preachers, as men that have been called into the ministry, and as women that have left several things to attend to the ministry of God on the altar, there is something that is crucial if we are going to experience the kind of glory that God has been longing to bring us into. And for the next 4 days or 5 days together, we shall be ruminating, we shall be studying, we shall be praying about this crucial element of effective ministry, a walk with God. Many people want to work for God who has no walk with God. Many people are very concerned about making a great professional career of the ministry. Every time you meet a man of God, you say, who are you? I say, I'm a clergyman. I'm a clergyman. And that was wonderful. And it will be great If every man of God is a man with God, you will have thought that, isn't it automatic that if a man is working for God, we should just assume that he was working with God? But I realize that the two, even though they are supposed to have been one from another, yet it is very clear that it is possible to be working for God, to be occupied on the altar, to be officiating regularly, but not to have a personal walk with God. There are several men on the pulpit who have very, very, very great knowledge of the proceedings and the procedures on the altar, but they have no personal walk with God. Several years ago, I was going to preach in an Anglican communion in an Anglican church. This was many years back. And what I encountered really, really affected me and began to set me thinking. I wasn't just thinking about what I saw. I was thinking about my life. My Lord Bishop here, you will remember we normally go to Onibanla and all of those villages to go and preach. And one of these days we went, and the service ought to start at 10 a.m. But because we are traveling from town to the village, we got to the village just a little after 9. And the church was firmly locked. Nobody had opened the church yet for service. And we tried to find out from the people around and say, are we not going to have church service today? They say we are going to have. The time is not come. When the time comes, the Baba Vicar or the catechist is going to come and he will ring the bell. You know, in the village, you just ring the bell and the people will gather. So when he rings the bell, we should just wait there. We are trying to find out where Baba went. They said he will come, just stay here. So we stayed. We were all wondering what has happened. Are we not going to have church today? So where we stood, we saw from afar, we saw one man coming. We were wondering whether that would be the church leader who is going to lead us in church service that morning. He was coming. Apparently, he was carrying a keg of palm wine on his back. He had gone to tap palm wine on the tree, and he was coming back. And of course, he was drunk. Baba was dead drunk in the morning. But as he was coming, once he noticed that we were waiting, he speeded up his steps to come. And as he rushed at us, we also rushed to greet him. You know, in Yoruba culture where we come from, you don't allow the elder to carry load. So we were to help him to carry the thing he was carrying, but he was too ashamed to allow us to touch the keg of palm wine, so we couldn't. But Baba was drunk. He said we should just give him 5 minutes, he will be here. In 5 minutes, he has rung the bell. In 5 minutes, he has changed. He has put on the cassock and is well dressed for the service. Still drunk. Now, that was not what surprised me. What surprised me was that I went with the churchman's book. We had the churchman's book, the order of service. It was a liturgical service. So, while we went into the vestry and we did all the procession so that we could march into the altar, and the cross was carried and we all were marching in. Now, everything went well. I was surprised that I was following the book. When we need to kneel down, when we need to stand up, I was following the book. But Baba Katkis, he led the service, even though drunk, and he did not miss one word. The service was perfect. There was no mistake. Where we need to kneel down before our Maker, he led us directly. When we need to read the psalm was quoted directly. And while we were reading the Bible and reading the book, he was conducting off head, and Baba never missed anything. And when the service finished, he said, "How was it?" We said, "It was very fine." "Did I miss anything?" We said, "No." He missed nothing. Everything went well, but was drunk. So a drunkard could lead service, and all proceedings will be correct. The only thing that was absent was God. Everything could be present but God. But we went at another time to another church. And this one, Baba was not drunk. He was ready, he prepared everything. And when we finished service, I wanted to go and know his house. He said, no, I should not worry. That we have traveled far. How do I need to start getting to know the mission? There's no need. We should just go. Somehow we were talking with some of the people in the church who made responses after the message. So they delayed us. Baba already left. But we felt it was not good for us to have come, not going to greet him in his house. Oh, I didn't know that. That's why he did not want us to come. When we got to we got someone to lead us and say, "Take us to Baba Vika's house." By the time he took us in, come and see what I discovered. I discovered that the man who led us in service, who was supposed to be the man of God, he was also the herbalist of the village. And the people have come to him to consult. And he has carried the oracle, the Ifa oracle, and he was throwing the okwele on the ground to discern what is the problem of the people. And you know what challenged me was that because my own father, who was never a Christian, who refused to go to church because of the disappointment of many pastors, he was a herbalist. And pastors used to come to him for power. So as I sat there and I was listening to what Baba Vika was doing with the people, there was no difference between him and my father. All the incantations that I was familiar with, he was recanting them. He did everything just as if I was back in my home. And so when I showed my face, I said, "Baba," he said, "Ah! Why did you come here?" I said, "We thought we should come and greet you." He said, "No, I've told you that there's no need." Huh?